paradox is, I have to trust that I don't trust her. You know, I have to go like, okay, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't expect her to tell me everything. There are going to be things that, because being human, by definition, means that you are going to reveal some things and conceal some things.
And misinterpret some things.
Constantly misinterpret. We misinterpret, and you know, it's kind of funny, because you misinterpret because there's a sense that you are, it's just a human condition that we have, which is the sense that we are kind of the center of our universe. We are. You know, it's like the universe revolves around us. You see people do this every day. So, of course, somebody else's behavior is because of us or caused by us or a reflection of us or, you know, means something about us. And I'll tell you, that in sexual space and in relationship space can get really murky really fast. So I think like one of our jobs is to figure out how to be more, how do I want to say this? I want to say more clear, direct, you know, really touch our own walls of trust. And I feel like really the trust first, before you can trust somebody else, you have to trust yourself.
But how can we trust ourselves? A lot of us trust ourselves in business. A lot of us trust ourselves in business. You fully don't trust yourself yet in business. You're still traveling too much. So, you know, you and I can talk about that, and that's probably the reason why you're attracted to working with me and the reason why you wanted to become my sex coach and do things, and the reason why you came to a boot camp. You didn't need to come to a boot camp at all.
No, well.
At all. No. Come on. I mean, this guy came to one of my boot camps a year and a half ago, and the minute he came to a boot camp, I'm walking around with him, and he's walking next to me, and we're both talking to everybody. I'm thinking, like, this fucking guy paid, because I did a half-price boot camp, which I rarely do. He basically paid to find out what the hell I was about.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, and
that's true.
I knew it right from the get-go.
Yeah,
I mean, you know?
That's true.
I mean, it's like, my
so,
God.
So there you go. But, so wait.
Okay.
That's trust. Okay? Here's trust. Let's talk about trust in action. It's one of those things where you say, okay, you're coming to my boot camp for something, and I'm going, it's like that trust of revealing. So we haven't really talked a lot about what my intentions were or, you know, what you did, but this little conversation right now is trust. You understand? Like, you basically just called me out and said
10,000 people are going to listen to it.
That's right.
Which is really trust.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that's trust. You see, trust is composed of little teeny victories of, like, you just called me out. You basically said, dude, you didn't need to be there. So what the fuck were you doing there? Right? And yet I can go, and if I was like, well, no, that's not true. You know, that's so wrong. I really did. Or I start bullshitting. But trust comes when I go, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. So what was that about? That's trust. You see, trust is these little teeny things that happen every day. They're little teeny trusts so that you don't have to jump into the cold water of the big trust shit in one foul swoop. You know what I mean? Like people are like, oh, you know, you don't know how to be intimate. You don't know about trust. This is bullshit. I think that is the biggest waste of time.